On the line now I have the Irish Garland Goods Chief Commissioner Amanda O'Sullivan. Good afternoon, Amanda. How are you?
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for inviting me on.
Okay, tell us what this the new initiative is now with the Garland Goods Aim for the Moon with the new Mission app. Am I pronouncing that right? Mission.
Yeah, Mission app. Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So we have a new national training centre in Tallaght, and that we're looking to spec out from a high tech point of view, and promoting girls in STEM. And as part of this, we've linked in with a tech entrepreneur called Brendan Morrissey to develop this Mission Moon app. And what the plan is that we are looking for our members to walk the distance to the moon.
Wow.
Which is 363,104 kilometres.
I'd say that again,
As a long distance. And what they will do is they will then record their mileage on this Mission app, as well as being able to do other activities as well with the Mission app. So the whole point is to try and promote the girls going outdoors, but yet at the same time using technology.
Okay, so this is for the new training centre in Tallaght. Is this a new building or is it a refurbishment of an old one?
This is a new building.
Okay.
This is a new building. So what we're asking for members of the public to do is to join us in downloading this Mission app, donating their kilometres using the hashtag Mission Moon and hashtag Girl Guides Walk to the Moon. So that they can help us with this, covering this distance.
Mm-hmm.
Or sponsoring us via our website, which is www.irishgirlguides.ie. And what we're looking for is we're looking for people to sponsor our mileage for this walking, this 336 and 104 kilometres.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping to raise that equivalent amount in money and finances as well. So we're looking for €1 per kilometre.
That's pretty good. That's pretty reasonable. All right. Yeah. Now, the Mission app was launched last Saturday, am I correct in saying that, at the Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies?
That's correct, yes. So we launched, as you said, last Saturday, which is Saturday, the 22nd of February. And we picked this day because it's an important day for Irish Girl Guides and for guiding, world guiding and world scouting.
Mm-hmm.
It's the day we called World Thinking Day. So we launched it in the Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies and Dunsink Observatory with Professor Peter Gallagher and then our Irish Girl Guides Ambassador Dr. Neve Shaw, and also present was Brendan Morrissey, who was the tech entrepreneur who developed this app.
And the public the public donate and they'll be able to track it and watch what's going on.
So that's right. So on our website we're actually going to be able to track it. On the Irish Girl Guides website you'll be able to track the mileage and how the fundraising is going as well. So it's all very exciting, and we're delighted to be linked with it and the links with getting people outdoors. I mean, health and fitness is all very vital and very important, so
indeed.
Combining both together.
Indeed, indeed. And just on my ignorance now, what is STEM?
STEM is the acronym for science, technology, engineering and mathematics.
Okay.
So it's where we are encouraging girls and young women to actually take part in STEM activities. And what we're looking to do is actually have one of our rooms as a destination STEM room in our National Training Centre, so that it is an area that our members can come and learn further about STEM activities. So at the moment we have an involvement with DC Robotics and STEM. And we've had links with the STEPS programme from Engineer Ireland. We've had the links with actually doing activities with both Engineers Ireland and with, as I said, DC Robotics. So it's about promotion of that further.
Indeed, and it's great to see. It's great, Amanda, to see the people involved as well. Some heavyweight like Brendan Morrissey and yourself, of course, and Dr. Neve Shaw as well.
Yes. Yes. No. And we were very very happy when the combination of this all came together. Working in partnership is really really important for everybody. So that we can actually promote everything, the things that we need for our girls and young women in today's society, and moving those forwards. Instead of trying to just constantly be working on our own. So working with others is a vital part of it.
Okay, it's a lot of money to raise and I hope you're very successful, but do you not get any help from the government at all in this venture? Because, I mean, as you said, it covers a lot of ground, it covers exercises and everything about this initiative is helpful for everybody, really. So is there any help at all from the government?
So from a government point of view, we, as you would be aware, we actually get our a grant from the Department of Children and Youth Affairs. Mm-hmm. And we will be keeping, you know, from sports capital grant funding, we will be applying for sports capital grant funding as they become available. So, yes, we will be looking for any grants that are coming available through the government as such.
And incidentally, the range of the ages, of course, from girls in the guides, from very young to very old. So what's the ages of those taking part? Is that across the board as well?
It is completely across the board. So we will be looking for our 5 to 8 year olds, which are our ladybirds, to take part with their leaders and their families. So we're not looking for them to download the app, obviously, but we are definitely looking for the leaders to join using the whole group and unit and their families to actually cover this mileage. And the same will be for our brownie age group and our guide age group. Okay. And then our senior branch age and our adult volunteers, they can be taking part as individuals or again with the groups that they're involved with. So it's across the board. And our Trefoil Guild members, which are members who have left as active leaders but are still involved in guiding, and they are being encouraged to take part as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, we know what they're going to do, but is there a timeline attached to it?
We are saying we'd like to do this within 6 months, so we set ourselves a big challenge.
Certainly have,
and what we're looking for as well, so we have lots and lots of friends from around the world, and we're looking for them to help with us to cover that mileage, to download the app, as I said, and then to log their mileage to help us with the distance that we want to cover. Mm-hmm. So a couple of years ago, we did a challenge where we covered the mileage from north to south, so from the North Pole to the South Pole, within Irish Girl Guides. And we actually did this twice. We went North Pole, South Pole, North Pole again, and halfway back.
Wow.
So we decided to go a little bit further and see if we could challenge ourselves within the 6 month time frame to cover this massive distance. And we're all looking forward to it, and it's going to be, you know, involving getting everybody out and active, which is the most important part of it.
Well, it's ambitious, but I'm sure that you're going to do it. There's no doubt about that. I don't think there's any doubt that it's going to be done. Can I ask you about the Girl Guides themselves? Do you think there's a misconception or perception that people have that's all wrong about it in a frivolous way? Like, the Girl Guides, okay, to go off and have a bit of fun and there and a few little things, but it's a lot more complex and better for the girls than people think, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So we believe that we're giving girls self-confidence, and that this is at the heart of everything. There's also, we believe in the fact of respect, confidence, leadership, honesty, friendship, and community engagement, and looking for our members to demonstrate that in their everyday lives. So we feel it's very modern and relevant. So looking at our involvement, it's not just about us tying knots. You know, it is about us looking into our bigger, wider environment. We've had links, with TROCRA for looking at the Sustainable Development Goals. We've just literally launched a new one with Irish Aid called Responsible Consumerism to reduce the single-use plastics. So it's all very relevant to what our girls and young people need in this day and age.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, it certainly is. The diversity is wonderful. But the reason I mentioned that is because I know there's a recruitment drive on as well, and if people want to get children involved, they can look up irishgirlguides.ie, or I'll give out the numbers and all the other relevant details later. But just give us what people should do now about this Mishan app, and how they can donate and all that sort of carry on.
No problem. So downloading the Mishan app in the App Store or if they have an Android phone in the Google Store, and then donating their kilometres using the hashtags, hashtag Mishan Moon or hashtag Girl Guides Walk to the Moon. So that's the first part of it, to actually help us with covering the mileage. And then the second part is about sponsoring us to cover this mileage. And that is done through our website, www.irishgirlguides.ie. And as we said, looking for the covering of the kilometres that we're walking. We're looking for people to come and donate to that as well.
Okay, that's all the information now. And just for anyone else that just knows what the Girl Guards do and the wonderful work that they do, and they didn't know that they were doing this new place in Tala, and they want to contribute to it, they can contribute to it just without doing anything at all. If they haven't got the technology themselves, some people might just say, oh, yeah, I want to help towards that new building, so I'll donate. So you can do that as well to looking up the Girl Guides app.
Absolutely. And then if there's any people with any corporate sponsors out there who'd like to come on board, we'd be more than welcome to talk to them as well. They'd want to be involved with the Mission app and helping us with you know, some of the activities that are taking part there. We would be delighted to talk to any corporate sponsors.
Okay, thank you very much, Amanda. I'll give all the details again in the course of the programme before I finish. And thank you very much for talking to us here, and good luck with it. I'm sure you're going to be successful.
Okay. Thank
By the
you
way,
very much.
When you're finished with the moon, what's next?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's North, South Pole, and then the moon. What else? Mars?
Never know where we go next.
Okay, Amanda. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.